League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello, good morning and welcome. It is Wednesday, the 10th of February, 10 a.m., and this is the finance show of tiptv.co.uk. I'm Zach Meir, and I'm joined today as with the first guest, who is Mike Ingram, strategist for BGC Partners. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Zach, I'm good.
Right. We were discussing offline what and how the world's going to get out of the financial mess it's in at the moment. What do you think?
I think monetary policy's come to the end of the road. I mean, I think this is an inane and insane conversation about NERP and how low we can go, how negative we can go. And I think the answer lies elsewhere. I think the answer lies, to some extent, with more active fiscal policy, which is politically unpopular, particularly in some countries. And I think it means that some people, some very rich and powerful people, are going to have to take some big losses, the very same losses which they avoided taking in the aftermath of the financial crisis of 2008, 2009. This is all unfinished business from, 6 or 7 years ago, in my
view.
So
when is somebody going to say we goofed?
It's going to be later than it should be. I mean, I think it's been apparent. There's been this creeping realization. I mean, I went underweight risk assets in the first quarter of last year. So the numbers have been out there for a long time, and they're continuing to point in an unpleasant direction. It's going to be a tough one. And the mere fact that we're talking about NERP now just shows you how desperate it's become. As I said, a lot of powerful people have got to write a lot of their own wealth off, and that's difficult when these generally are the same people advising the policymakers.
All right, so my analogy is that we've got a hot air balloon which has got a slow puncture or we're running out of fuel, and we've thrown off all the normal ballast, the sandbags and stuff like that, and the only way of getting over that mountain really is unfortunately trying to work out which passenger might have to be sacrificed.
Yeah, or just let the balloon go down and decide that you actually have to cross the mountain on foot.
Right, so that's the other...
Your ballooning analogy.
Okay, I'm not an expert at ballooning, but let's have a look at the slides which we have today. First up, just a reminder to go for the Tip TV or to download the Tip TV Finance app if you haven't already done so. It's available on your iPhone and on your Android device. Join the Tip TV family on Twitter as well if you haven't done that already. Official at Official Tip TV is the handle. Back to school for the Bank of Japan intervention suspected. I'm not quite sure what that refers to, because they've already done basically whatever they're going to do. Isn't that right? There's nothing left, is there?
I presume they're selling yen and maybe buying dollars. I don't know, but certainly all the verbal intervention they've
managed. Old school was get in there with your wallet, get your wallet out, and start defending your currency.
Yeah, well, I mean, within the last couple of weeks, I saw some supposedly quite sensible people suggesting that there could be another Plaza Accord coordination among central banks where they agree to get certain currencies down in 1985. In the Plaza Accord, it was actually the dollar. I don't think that's even remotely realistic, even if you could get the central banks to agree what needs to be done. I think everybody quietly wants their own currency to be down, and of course that's a zero-sum game. Financial flows have grown vastly in excess of most of these central banks' reserves. In the meantime, they just don't have the firepower to do it, and of course, supposedly, G20 agreement, they've all agreed to refrain from currency wars.
They need political power rather than just the fiscal power. Isn't that the problem?
Well, I mean, we're going to politics, aren't we? I mean, I think the bottom line, unless policy makers in the broad sense, be they lawmakers, be they central bankers, be they large companies, which obviously have a stake in it all, unless they are collectively in a position where they can give the person in the street the prospect of a better life, and then their kids are going to be growing up in a better world, then they will find their political base eroded, and then their ability to actually enact policies is going to be similarly eroded. And we're seeing this movement throughout Donald Trump last night in New Hampshire. Watch this space.
Well, President Trump, let's have a look at what happens on the next slide. We've got a few stocks here that we jointly chose. I was the first two stocks already me trying to find something which is not going to tank if Janet Yellen says the wrong thing this afternoon. So that's BT Group, which is a buy at Haitong Securities, a 570 target, which is probably about, I think, 10-15% above where we are at the moment. And then the drug sector, AstraZeneca, equal weight at Barclays Capital. I think they, I'm still sort of think it's amazing how they managed to avoid getting taken over because they're really on a world stage. You know, you need to be big in the pharma area, so that is interesting. And then finally, the broker joke of the day.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, they've upped their target price by, what, 60%+. And it's still a hold, apparently, whereas a lot of stuff which is tanking obviously remains a buy.
You didn't mention their name. It's a Credit Suisse. Credit Suisse, as they are known to their friends.
Yes.
So, good job there. Somebody woke up just in time.
No job offer forthcoming for
Credit
Suisse.
I think the shares were like 2 weeks ago, they were like at £39. So
yeah, I mean, they clearly had some strong numbers on Monday, didn't they? And it's interesting that on the earnings estimates, they haven't really reacted to the recent pop in the gold price. Very little earnings growth expected this year from last. I mean, it's on something like 41 times trailing earnings, 39 times forward earnings. But as Rangold mentioned, when it unveiled its results on Monday, their cash cost is $679 per ounce. So they've got healthy cash flow at these levels.
Very nice indeed. OK, let's just quickly run through the charts. AstraZeneca, horrible triple top and a gap to the downside. Hopefully, there'll be some buying interest towards the August support there at $37.50. Next up is presumably BT again, support zone around 450. So we'll see if that holds. I think they had their recent mobile acquisition, so that should help them a bit as well. I think it was EE. One of those people.
Yep.
And then on to Rangold, where let's see now. I suppose the shares were £39 sometime in December. So Credit Suisse taking them 6 weeks to notice that the share price have gone up.
Yeah, but, I think it's the best performing stock of any size in the whole of Europe so far this year.
Wonderful, great people. Okay, next up is somebody we know very well, Mike's Morning Markets. Overnight, Japan leads Asia markets lower, with margin calls cited as adding to the carnage. That's always fun, thrills and spills. Dollar yen or Japanese yen still strengthening. Crude rises ahead of the DOE production and inventory data at 3:30. All price volatility hits a 7-year high, which is not surprising. And we've seen some earnings today from Heineken, Carlsberg, Arm Holdings and Tullow Oil. The big excitement of the day, perhaps the week, is Janet Yellen's speaking to the Senate. Is U.S. wage growth sustainable? The impact of the international economy on the U.S., which is obviously a great excuse if she needs one, not to raise rates anymore. And then the impact of market volatility and the resilience of the U.S. banking system. Presumably, it's more resilient than ours. And then, of course, also we have balance of inflation and deflation risk. Right, on to FX, the world of FX, Omkar Godbole. Looking at dollar yen here, for Omkar, it looks as though this cross has already actually broken down through 116, which is the neckline on that very interesting pattern there, double head and double shoulders pattern. Nothing for me or him probably until this level here, 107, 108, and dollar yen selling appears likely only if Yellen stays hawkish in her testimony today, which seems rather unlikely from the most dovish person in the world, I would have thought, the Western world.
She's got to dial back a bit, hasn't she? I mean, the thing is the gap between what the Fed last definitively said and what the market is pricing in is enormous. It's enormous. So the Fed in December had its economic forecast and it had the so-called dot plot of what they thought the rate trajectory was going to be. And that clearly implied quarter point rate hikes during the course of 2016. The market's chancing in a probability of only 30% of one rate hike this year. So Yellen's going to move a bit. Now, is she going to completely capitulate and validate what's already discounted in the rate market? No hope of that whatsoever. And always remember that she will come under some very, very hostile questioning from the Senate, which is controlled by the Republicans, and we're in an election year, and they'll basically want her to say, We got it wrong.
Wanted to get a U-turn out of her. Okay, well, we're running out of time, but yep. The Dow Jones reports that today Japanese Prime Minister Abe responded to a question from an opposition member in Parliament defending Governor Kuroda's recent decision to set the key rate interest rate at minus 10 basis points. And he added that he was sure that the policy decisions made would lead to a rise in inflation to 2%. Well, keep on dreaming. Is I think the message there, and the Nikkei's down as well. Going on to the next slide, I hope, from Nicole Elliott from the Investors Chronicle. Janet Yellen, head of the US Federal Reserve, will be up on Capitol Hill today explaining her actions or lack of actions to lawmakers. So that's really going to decide whether, presumably, whether we'll continue the market meltdown or not.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be following that live, and it's going to be interesting to see how the dollar et al. Evolved during the course of that testimony.
Right, but last time I listened to her at the Massachusetts Institute or wherever it was, I fell asleep. But hopefully at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I'll be able to stay awake for that one. On the Forex open positions, silver still at the top of the pile. Dollar-yen people seem to be as bearish on the yen there as Mr. Kuroda and Mr. Abe are, which is unusual.
Yeah, so it's nice to know they have some support.
They have some support amongst Oanda clients. That's very, very nice indeed. And then just to remind us how or where we are on the field positions for leading indices, Dow down 8% and 9%. NASDAQ with its fangs down 14%, which is interesting. And one of the worst players there, the DAX, down 16.98%, presumably courtesy of our friends at Deutsche Bank. And then you can see the emerging market meltdown there that we have in Shanghai.
If you look at the global picture, if you look at the FTSE All World Index, which peaked in May last year, we're now down 19 and a bit percent. So we are teetering on the edge of a global bear market. And in fact, if you only go down another 2 or 3%, you're now going to the post taper tantrum low of June 2013. So we've unraveled about 2.5 years of performance.
Right, okay, well, that cheery note. Mike Ingram, strategist for BGC Partners, thank you very much for helping me with the opening segment.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.